Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of using the iAccess downloader for the Mac with the Vision Australia iAccess online service. In this demonstration, I'll show you how to log in to the iAccess online service, download the Mac iAccess downloader, log into the downloader, and search and download a book from the iAccess online service. But before I get started, let me say that my MacBook Pro is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop, of course, with the command Shift VOD, and of course the VoiceOver VO command keys being Control and Option. So that's Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D to go to the desktop, and I'll do that now.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
And of course, to log into the iAccess service, I need to start up Safari. So I'm going to go to my Applications folder with Shift Command A.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And I'm just going to type in SA to jump down to Safari.
Safari.app application 09 slash.
Okay, and you might have heard it say Safari.app. That's because I have my file extensions turned on in Finder, so that I can double check a file extension on a file or application. Okay, so let's open up Safari with Command O.
Open Safari, untitled window.
Okay, so we're in Safari. I'm now going to do Command L.
Open location, search.
And I'm going to type in the web address for the online iAccess service for Vision Australia. And the full URL or web address is https://i-access-online.vision-australia.org. So the whole address again is https://i-access-online.vision-australia.org, and I'll type that in now.
Select H slash access online A S E S E period V A S R A A R G unhighlighted http://pay8 link skip to main content visited link image Vision Australia iAccess logo space link sign in heading level 2 main menu list 1 item visited link.
Okay, so I just stopped VoiceOver with the control key to shut it up. Now, as you might have noticed when I was typing in that web address, it was already predicting what I'd actually typed in previously, because of course I've already used this service before, and that's why you might have heard it trying to predict as I was typing in there. Okay, so we need to go to the sign in link. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to bring up my list of links on the page, and I'm actually going to use the VoiceOver rotor, which is VOU or Control Option U.
Links, 31 items.
So you can type in SI for sign in.
5 items, sign in.
Okay, that'll do me. So for VoiceOver, of course, it's VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Link, sign in.
Takes us down to that link. Now I'm going to activate it again with VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Press link, sign in. HTML 9999. Contents selected. Membership number. Edit text.
Okay, so that membership number 999, that's actually a dummy membership number for the iAccess online service. Remembering, of course, to access the iAccess online Vision Australia service, you will need your own member number and password to use the service from Vision Australia Library. Okay, so I'm just going to double check where I am with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
9999. Membership number. Edit text is.
Okay, so I'm on the membership number. Now, of course, if I didn't land on that by default, I could have jumped to that by just doing this. I'm going to go to the top of the page with Shift VO Home. And of course, because I'm using a MacBook Pro keyboard, the actual keys are Shift Function Control Option Left Arrow. because of course the function key turns my left arrow into a home key. So I'll do that now, Shift VO Home.
Link, skip to main content.
And on top of the page, and now I'm actually going to jump down to that form field for the membership number by just doing VO Command J or Control Option Command J.
9999. Contents selected. Membership number. Edit text.
Okay, and I'm there again. Now it's going to get rid of that by just doing Command A to highlight.
Select all.
And press delete.
Selection deleted.
Okay, and now I'm going to type in my membership number. And press tab.
Password. Secure edit text.
Okay, and type in my password for the service. Now if I press VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Remember me. Don't select this option if you're using a shared computer. Uncheck checkbox.
Now, because this is my MacBook Pro, and it's not a shared computer, I'm going to do VO spacebar Control Option spacebar to check it.
Check. Remember me. Don't select this option if you're using a shared computer. Checkbox.
Which means next time I actually access the site, it will automatically log me in with my username and password, so I won't have to keep entering in my member number and password all the time. So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Don't select this option if you're sign in button.
Okay, I'm going to sign in with VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press sign in button. HTML. Link. Skip to main content. Visited link image. Vision Australia access logo. Space. Welcome David Woodbridge. Link. Sign out. Heading level 2. Main menu. List 1 item. Visited link. Find currently selected. List 5 items level 2.
Okay, I'm going to visited show link. Again with the control key. Now we want to find the option to download the Mac iAccess downloader. So again, I'm going to do VO U or Control Option U to bring up my VoiceOver rotor.
Links 32 items.
I'm just going to type in the word down.
One item, iAccess, registered mark, online downloader.
Okay, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to move it to on the screen.
Visited link. iAccess registered sign online downloader.
And I'm going to do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to activate that link.
Press visited link. Link. Skip to main content. Visited link image. Vision Australia iAccess logo. Space. Welcome David Woodbridge.
Okay, now of course if we wanted to double check what page we were on, we could do VO or Control Option F2.
Software downloads. iAccess online window.
Okay, and we're definitely on the software downloads. Now I want to get to the Mac downloader link. So again, I'm just going to do VO U or Control Option U for the VoiceOver rotor.
Links 24 items.
Okay. Now I should have said before, of course, that besides me typing in the word to jump down to, I could also just do VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow to move through the links. It's just faster to type in what you want to jump down to. And of course, the more letters you type in, the less you have to navigate through on the list of links in this case. Okay, so I'm just going to type in the word Mac, M-A-C.
Two items, Macintosh.
Okay, that's Macintosh. I'm just come down one more. VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Macintosh, iAccess, registered mark, online downloader, version 3.24, 656 kilobytes.
And that's the one that I want. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Link, Macintosh, iAccess registered sign online downloader, version 3.24, 656 kb.
So of course to activate the link and start the download in this case, it's VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press link, Macintosh, iAccess registered sign online downloader, version 3.24, 656 kb.
Now you would actually imagine that actually nothing's happening at this point, but it is actually downloading. And if you want to check your downloads or what's happening, if you do Option Command L,
show down clear button.
This is going to show my downloads. So I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Clear button. Table.
Okay, there's a table. Let's interact with the table with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with table, row 1 of 13. i-access-downloader-3.24.dmg group. i-access-downloader-3.24.dmg row 1 of 13.
Okay, so as you heard it say, it said row 1 of 13 because it keeps a list. I haven't cleared these out of downloads that you've done previously. So I'm going to interact with the group for the iAccess downloader, which is Shift VO down arrow again, or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with i-access-downloader-3.24.dmg group. 3 items, i-access-downloader-3.24.dmg, i-access-downloader-3.24.dmg.
Okay, I'm going to do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Show and finder button. 671 KB. 671 KB.
Okay, now that sounds like to me 671.
Show and finder. 671 KB. i-access-downloader. Show and find. 671 KB.
That sounds like to me it's actually completed the download.
Stop inter. New on PDF convert. Aliaria. Mainstream. i-access-interact. Show and 671 KB. Show. Stop. Aliaria.app group. New on PDF convert. i-access. Inter. Show and 671 KB.
That indeed sounds like it's now completed. So for the moment, I actually don't need to worry about Safari anymore. So just to keep things nice and tidy, I'm actually going to close Safari at this point. We're just doing Command Q to close it. I don't need to uninteract with that table or anything else.
Finder, Applications window.
And we're back to the Applications window because that's where we launched Safari from. I'm just going to close that window at the moment with Command W to go back to the desktop.
Close window now in desktop. Dropbox alias.
So we want to get access to the Downloads folder where Safari's actually put the download for the iAccess Online downloader for the Mac. So I'll get to that. I'm going to do Option Command L for my Downloads folder.
Downloads now in Downloads window. List view table.
Remember, if you're a VoiceOver user and you want to put your list of files and folders in a list view on your Mac, it's Command key plus number 2 on the top row of your keyboard, not F2, but just normal number 2 to put in a list view. So I'm going to interact with this table with Shift VO Denner or Shift Control Option Denner again.
Interact with list view table, row 1 of 23. Name, i-access-downloader-3.24.dmg disk image, column 1, row 1.
Okay, and there's the iAccess downloader disk image. Now, remembering that if you did this too fast and you heard it say iAccess downloader disk image dot download, that would actually mean that Safari is still downloading the file and you can't open it at that point in time. But normally it's not a very big file, so it should download fairly quickly. Okay, so let's open up the disk image with Command O.
Open. System has new window. Now in iAccess window, image browser group.
Okay, and of course it opens up in the image browser view. I'm actually going to change that to list view again for myself with Command number 2.
As list checked, list view table.
I'm going to interact with the table again with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with list view table, row 1 of 2. Name, applications alias, column 1, row 1.
Okay, don't need to worry about that. I'm going to do VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow again.
iAccess downloader.app application.
And that's the one that we want to copy to our applications folder to install the application. So I'm going to do Command C to copy to the clipboard.
Copy, iAccess downloader.app.
That's copied. So now I can just jump to my desktop just to know where we are with Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Let's bring up the applications folder with Shift Command A again.
Applications, now in applications window.
And let's paste the iAccess downloader into my applications folder by doing Command V to paste. That's V for Victor.
Paste item.
Okay, and that was quick. I'm going to type in the letter I. And let me do VO F3 or Control Option F3 again.
List view table is in the voiceover cursor. One row selected. Name, iAccess downloader.app application. Column 1 row 30 date modified.
Okay, so that's the iAccess downloader currently in focus. Now, if I wanted to do that a slightly different way, I could have interacted with the table with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow, VO down arrow, Control Option down to get down to the iAccess downloader. And then do what I'm going to do now, which is Command O to start the install of the downloader.
Open application, alert, system dialog, show web page button.
Okay, I'm just going to jump to the top of this window with Shift VO Home. Remembering, of course, as before on my MacBook Pro keyboard, the actual keystroke is Shift Function Control Option Left Arrow.
iAccess downloader.app is an application downloaded from the internet. Are you sure you want to open it?
Okay, I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Safari downloaded this file today at 9, 27 a.m. from i-accessonline.visionaustralia.org.
Okay, via right triangle, drop right arrow again.
Help button, show web page button, cancel button, open button.
Okay, I'm going to do open, via spacebar, control option, spacebar.
iAccess downloader, starting iAccess downloader window, iAccess online downloader. iAccess downloader window, 6.3, content selected, edit text.
But note here, on my system, because I've had previously downloaded and installed the iAccess downloader, what I did get when I did Command O to open the downloader initially from my applications folder after I copied and pasted it over was in Mountain Lion, the gatekeeper system came up and said, this is not a digitally signed application and would not let me proceed after that. So what I had to do in that case was on the application, in the application list, I did Shift VOM or Shift Control Option M for the context menu. And then I did VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow to open, VO spacebar, and then that brought up that same dialogue that we just got then to allow us to open the application up. But once you've done that the first time, all the other times you then either have to uninstall and reinstall the application, you'll just get that warning about the application being downloaded off the web with Safari. In other OS's before Mountain Lion, of course, Gatekeeper won't come up and tell you that it's a not digitally signed application. So if I did VR left arrow, control option, left arrow.
Member number.
That's the label for the field. So I'm going to do VR right arrow, control option, right arrow.
635.
That's the start of my membership number. If I do VR right arrow, control option, right arrow again.
Password.
And then that's the label for the next field for the password. VR right arrow, control option, right arrow again.
Password. Secure edit text.
Okay, I'm going to type in my exact same password I did, of course, on the Safari iAccess Online website. So I'm going to do that now. And VR right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Login. Default button.
Okay, and VR spacebar, control option, spacebar on the login.
Cancel button. HTML cons website button.
Okay, we have now logged in to the iAccess downloader on the Mac, and the default button that it went straight to was the website button, which, of course, if I do VR spacebar now, it would actually take me to the iAccess online system through Safari. But before I do that, I'm just going to show you the window for the iAccess downloader. So I'm going to do Shift VO Home again to jump to the top of the window, and IE keys are Shift Function Control Option left arrow on my MacBook Pro keyboard.
Website button.
Okay, so the first button on the window is the website button. Let's do VO right arrow, control option, right arrow, and I'll be doing that through this whole window. So I'll do that now. VO right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Refresh button.
That's the refresh button to refresh the window. The reason why you'd want to use that button is that when you make any changes to the website, as in deleting or adding books to your My Library to download, or subscribing or unsubscribing to newspapers, etc., you can use this button to refresh the downloader to recheck the website for your changes. So VO right arrow, control option, right arrow again.
Downloads folder button.
Downloads folder takes you into your Finder and puts you inside the Vision Australia downloads folder, which of course contains all the folders of all the books and magazines and newspapers that you've downloaded. Okay, so VO right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Logs folder button.
That's the logs folder in case anyone asks you to check your error logs or your log files for yourself. So VO right arrow, control option, right arrow again.
Items available for download are listed below. You can select individual items or download them all.
Okay, items listed below available for download, and you can check or uncheck them. So I'm going to do VO right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Table, no selection.
Okay, that's the table of currently accessed items for downloading off the system, and I currently won't interact with that tab at the moment because it's got my other downloads in it at the moment. But as I said, we'll go and download a book and I'll show you where to have a look at that in the table when we start the download. But basically, if you want to have a look at that table, you can interact with it with Shift VO down arrow to interact, or Shift Control Option down arrow. So let's do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
You have selected 6 of 6 publications totaling 548 MB for download.
Okay, that's my current total downloads for downloading at the moment. So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Actions.
This is actions, heading, so VR Writer, Control Option Writer.
Download button.
This is my download button to start all those downloads, which I could do VO spacebar on or Control Option spacebar. So VO Writer, Control Option Writer again.
Select all button.
I can select all of them, and by default they're actually all checked. So VO Writer, Control Option Writer.
Unselect all button.
Unselect all button, so VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar to do that. Now you might wonder why you'd want to do that. The reason why you want to do that is that if you had about 20 items in your downloads table, but you only wanted to download one or two at this point in time, it's far easier just to unselect everything and then just check the items that you want to download. Okay, so VO Writer, Control Option Writer.
Exit button.
That's the exit button. So of course if I did VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar on that, we'd actually exit the downloader completely. And one more to the right, VO Writer, Control Option Writer.
Exit button.
I get the beep, which is the end of the window. Okay, so now it's time to go and download a book from the service. So I'm going to jump to the top of the window again to get to the web button. So that's Shift VO Home.
Website button.
And of course, remembering that the keys for that again were Shift Function Control Option Left Arrow. Let's activate the web button with VO Spacebar Control Option Spacebar.
Press Website Safari Untitled Window HTML Content.
Okay, now sometimes VoiceOver will not start reading out the page by default, and if it doesn't do that and it just says HTML, of course we need to interact with that HTML area to get to the web page. And of course the interact command as usual is Shift VO Deno or Shift Control Option Deno.
Interact with HTML content link. Skip to main content.
Okay, and just to be nice and tidy, let's jump to the top of the window to make sure that we're there with Shift VO Home.
Link. Skip to main content.
Okay, and that skip to content link was indeed the top link. Okay, and let me just read a little bit to see if it has my name on the screen. So I'm going to do VOA or Control Option A to start reading.
Link. Skip to main content. Visited link image. Vision Australia Access logo. Space. Welcome David Woodbridge. Link. Sign out.
Okay, that is
heading
DP.
Level 2. Main menu.
Now we want to actually find a book to download to our Mac so that we can then do what we like with it. Listen it on the Mac. Transfer it over to such things as a Victor Stream or put it on our iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad. So we need to find the search item on the screen to type in a book to search for. So I'm going to do VO Command J or Control Option Command J to jump down to the first form field on the screen.
Search text field.
Okay, so that's the search text field. Now, one of my favorite science fiction novels is The Host by Stephanie Meyer. It's sort of a romantic human meets alien type book. I'm not going to type in The Host, I'm just going to type in Host. So H-O-S-T, and I'm going to press Enter.
Host. HTML content.
Now, of course, again, if it doesn't interact with the screen automatically, you can do Shift VO Deno, Control Option Command Deno again.
Interact with HTML content link. Skip to main content.
And let's jump down to the search heading. So I'm going to do VO Command H or Control Option Command H.
Heading level 2, main menu. Heading level 1, search the catalog. Heading level 1, search results.
Okay, search results. Let's keep going with VO Command H or Control Option Command H.
Heading level 3 link, the host.
Okay, and that sounds like it might be it actually. So I'm now going to read line by line. So I'm just going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
List 6 items. Author, Meyer, Stephanie. That's Maynard, Annie, narrator.
Okay, gave me the author and the narrator. So VO Writer, Control Option Writer again.
Synopsis. Melanie Strider refuses to fade away. The Earth has been invaded by a species that takes over the minds of their human hosts while leaving their bodies intact, and most of humanity has succumbed. One.
Okay, so VO Writer, Control Option Writer again.
Subject, science fiction.
Subject, science fiction. VO Writer, Control Option Writer.
Type, book.
Type, book. That's fine. VO Writer, Control Option Writer.
Format, DAISY Audio.
Format is DAISY Audio, which is fine. Again, VO Writer, Control Option Writer.
Size, 427.1 MB.
Size is 427 megabytes, which is a fairly large file, so be aware of that. So VO Writer, Control Option Writer.
End of list.
Okay, we'll keep going with the end of the list at the moment. VO Writer, Control Option Writer.
Link. Add to my library.
Okay, so we can add it to the library which is where you then download the actual book from, or via Writer Construction Writer.
Link, add to favorites.
Add to favorites. And you can sort of remember favorites as your wish list. So that's where if you were searching the catalog for a couple of hours and so on and you found lots of books to download, not now, but for later, you would stick them in the My Favorites. So My Favorites is like my wish list that you would basically then have all the books that you'd previously searched for tagged, if you like, ready to move over to your My Downloads folder. Okay, so VO Writer, Control Option Writer.
Book image.
That's the image.
Heading level 3 link. A host of voices.
And then you can tell that we're on to the next header, which is the next book. Okay, so we want to get back to the edit to my library. So I'm going to do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Book image.
Get back to the my library.
Link. Add to favorites. Link. Add to my library.
Okay, you want to add it to my library, so VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press link. Add to my library. http://i-accessonline.visionaustralia.org. Your request was successful and the item is now available for download. Open the iAccess Online downloader to download. You have 3 loans remaining today.
Okay, so I've got 3 loans remaining today. Okay, so let's do VO Writer Control Option Writer.
Your request was successful and the item is now available. Okay. Default button.
Okay, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar on the OK button. Of course, if it was default, we can also press Enter.
Now in Request Download, Visited Link, Add to My Library.
Okay, and basically what we can do now that we've done that, if you want to double check the book, we can go to My Library. So I'm going to do that now again by doing VOU or Control Option U for the voiceover rotor.
Links, 98 items.
Just going to type in my, my.
27 items, my library.
That's my library. VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Visited link, my library.
Let's move the focus to the link on the web page. Let's activate the link again by doing VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press visited HTML content.
Okay, now rather than interacting all the time because it hasn't talked to us and we're just sitting here thinking what's going on, I'm actually going to just do a straight voiceover command just to jump down to the table, which has got my current list of loaned books from the iAccess Online Vision Australia site. So I'm going to do the table command, which is VO Command T or Control Option Command T.
These are the titles you currently have on loan. Table 7 columns, 4 rows. These are the titles you...
Okay, so table and the row and column numbers. So I'm going to do VO down or Control Option down.
Title.
And again.
Link. The host.
There's the host. So if I do VO right here, Control Option Writer to read across the row.
Author, Meyer, Stephanie. Due date, 20 October 2012, column 3 of 7. Type, book, column 4 of 7. Format, Daisy Audio, column 5 of 7. Column 6 of 7, blank. Link, return.
Now that return link is, of course, to return the book when you've finished it. Because the rules of the iAccess Online Library Service say that when you've downloaded and read the book, you need to remove it off your system and return it. As such, take it off your currently loaned items on the iAccess Online Service. And that returned items link too is a good way of actually taking the book off completely if you've changed your mind about downloading it. Again, of course, you could always add it to your My Favorites for future downloads. So I'm going to leave it there at the moment. So it's definitely there. So I'm actually going to close Safari now. I'm going to go back to the downloader to download the host by Stephanie Meyer to our Mac. So I'm going to do Command Q to close Safari because I've finished with the website now. Of course, you could go for another search. If you wanted to go for another search before I quickly close it down, I'm actually going to do VOU or Control Option U again for the rotor.
Links, 46 items.
Type in the word FIND.
One item, find.
VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Visited link, find.
And again,
press
the link.
Visited link, find. HTML content.
And I'm going to jump down to the search edit field by doing VO Command J or Control Option Command J.
Search text field.
Okay, and of course you could keep searching and adding more books, newspapers, etc., either to your My Library or to your newspaper subscriptions, etc. Okay, so closing Safari with Command Q.
iAccess Downloader. Your Downloads Window, Website Button.
Okay, so we're back to the iAccess Downloader. Now, because I made changes to the website, i.e. I've just added a book to it, I need to tell the iAccess download that I've actually done that. So VO right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Refresh button.
That's our refresh button. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, control option, spacebar.
Press refresh button.
So let's go down to our downloads table. Now, because it's the table on the screen, I can just jump straight down to it with the table command, which of course is VO command T or control option command T.
Table.
Okay, so we've gone down to the downloads table. Now, remember that I said that by default, all items are selected. So at the moment, I've got everything selected in my downloads table. I'm just going to quickly do VO right arrow control option right to the unselect all button, and then I'm just going to check on the host. So I'll do that now. VO right arrow control option right arrow.
You have selected 7 of 7 publications totaling 975 MB for download.
Okay, so that's 975 MB. It's almost 1 gig. So that's why I'm going to uncheck all those items. And of course, you can hear that the host has been added, because before I had 6 items, now I've got 7. So VO right arrow control option right arrow.
Actions. Download button. Select all button. Unselect all button.
Okay, I'm going to unselect all for the moment.
Press unselect all button.
I'm going to jump back to that table by just doing VO left arrow control option left arrow.
Select all. Download. Actions. You have selected your table. No selection.
Okay, let's interact with the table with shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow.
Interact with table. Row 1 of 7. Download. Uncheck checkbox.
Okay, so VO right arrow control option right arrow.
Publication name. The Mercury.
Okay, so when we get to the host, now the left-hand column is the checkboxes. The right-hand column is actually the name of the actual newspaper or book, etc. So I'm just going to go down the right-hand column at the moment till I get down to the host. So I'm going to do VO down arrow, control option down arrow.
The Diamond Throne. The Sydney Morning Herald. The Sydney Morning Herald. The Hobbit. Or, there and back again. The Sydney Morning Herald. The host.
Okay, that's the host. VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Download. Uncheck checkbox.
I want to check it for download, so VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Check checkbox.
Okay, that's ready to rock and roll. So I'm going to uninteract with the table with shift VO up arrow, shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with table, row 7 of 7.
Okay, and let's see if we've got one item for download now. I'm going to do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
You have selected one of 7 publications totaling 427 MB for download.
And that's exactly the right size, 427 megabytes. So we want to start the downloads. So I'm going to do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Actions. Download button.
And there's the magic download button. So VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Your requested downloads have started. This may take a few minutes. You can cancel the download and resume it at another time by pressing the cancel button.
Okay, so we can cancel it and resume it at another time. Okay, so I'm just going to check where I am first. VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Text. Retrieving download instructions. Downloading the host.
So retrieving download instructions, retrieving the host. Okay, so if I do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Status. 3% downloaded. Busy progress indicator.
Okay, that's the percentage of the download. And what you can do basically if you want to, you can just leave your voiceover cursor there. And every now and again, if you want to double check it, you could just do VO F3 or control option F3 to check the progress of the currently focused voiceover item, which is the progress download indicator. And of course, this being a fairly large file, it's going to take a while. So what I'm going to do is actually pause the recording, and I'll come back just as it's about to complete the download. And what you'll actually hear when it's actually completed downloading is a ding to let you know that it's downloaded. Now, as you might have noticed, the voiceover cursor is currently sitting on the progress download item, but it's not talking automatically. So if I want to double check it now again myself, do VO F3 or control option F3.
7% downloaded. Busy progress indicator is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, so it's 7% downloaded, being a very large file. So I'll join you in a couple of seconds on this recording to check the download at about 98% or so. And then we'll complete the rest of the demonstration, i.e. to show you where the book is downloaded to and how you can quickly view the book by using preview on your Mac, and then of course decide what you want to do with it as far as if you want to listen to it on your Mac, put it over to such things as a VictorStream or PlexTalk Pocket, or indeed on your iPhone. Okay, so let's quickly check it again to see how the download again is going. VO F3 or control option F3.
97% downloaded. Busy progress indicator is in the voiceover cursor.
Almost at 98%. So hopefully if we wait a few more seconds, it'll complete the download, which actually sounds very fast on this recording, of course.
Now in your downloads window, select all button.
Okay, and you heard the beep, and it's come back to the downloader window. Now, if we just double check where we are with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Select all button.
Okay, we're on the select all button. So we do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Download, dimmed button.
Keep going.
Actions. You have selected 0 of 6 publications totaling 0 B for download.
Okay, so I've got 0 items there for downloading because it's actually downloaded. Okay, so we want to get to the downloads folder button because that's where the book just got put. So we do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Table. Items available, logs folder, downloads folder button.
Okay, that's the downloads folder. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press downloads folder button. Finder has new window.
Okay, now here's a tip. If I currently now do VO F3 or Control Option F3 to find out where I am.
Downloads folder button is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, we're actually still in the downloader. It's just actually opened up a window of the Vision Australia downloads folder itself in the Finder. So to get to that, of course, I'm just going to do Command and the Tab key.
Finder, Vision Australia Downloads Window, List View Table.
Okay, I'm going to enter it with the table with Shift-V-O down arrow, Shift-Control-Option down arrow.
Interact with List View Table, Row 1 of 1. Name, the host folder, Column 1, Row 1, selected cell 2 items.
Okay, and there's the host. Now, at this point, as I said previously, we could do a number of things that I'll do in another demonstration. We could copy this folder over to my iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad via iTunes. We could copy the whole folder to an SD card, of course, to stick in a VectorStream or a Plextalk Pocket, for example. Or we could quickly see what the book sounds like by using Preview. So I'm just going to open up the folder with Command-O.
Open List View Table.
Okay, interact with the table again, of course, with Shift-V-O down arrow, Shift-Control-Option down arrow.
Interact with List View Table, Row 1 of 145.
Okay, and as you can tell, there's 145 files that make up the book. Now, remember that the DAISY book is made up of MP3 or audio files, plus other web-style control files to control how the book operates in a DAISY player. But in this case, we can just play them with Preview if we want to see what the book sounds like, or listen to the book just by using Preview on your Mac. So I'm going to do VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
002.mp3 mp3 audio.
Okay, that's number 2. So I'm going to go one back up again that we're currently sitting on. So VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
001.mp3 mp3 audio.
And it's going to do spacebar.
Now in quick look.
The host by Stephanie Meyer. Narrated by Annie Maynard.
Okay, and what I can do now that I'm in Preview, I'm just going to press the down arrow key.
This is a DAISY recording produced by the Vision Australia Information and about this DAISY book.
The next MP3 file.
The contents are as follows.
And down again.
Cover notes.
And down again.
About the author.
Down again.
Dedication.
Down again.
Poem.
Down again.
Prologue.
Down again.
Chapter 1. Remembered. I knew it would begin with the end, and the end would look like death to these eyes. I had been warned.
Okay, and I press the spacebar.
Now in the host window. 001.mp3 mp3 okay, audio. Column 1, row 1 cell.
The list, as you could see, you could quite happily listen to the book using Preview on your Mac. And of course, I was using the down arrow key to go to the next file. I could have also used the up arrow key to go to the previous file. So for the moment, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to close this window by doing Command W.
Close window. Now in iAccess window. iAccess downloader.app application. Column 1, row 2. Selected cell.
Now that's actually not the actual downloader. That's actually just my applications window because I'm actually still in the Finder. If we wanted to get back to the iAccess downloader application itself and do Command Tab.
iAccess downloader. iAccess Downloader, your downloads window, downloads folder button.
Okay, and we're back in the downloader. And of course, since we're finished for this particular demonstration, I'm just going to close the downloader by doing Command Q to quit, or we could do VO right arrow or Control Option right arrow over to that exit button down the bottom of the window, and then do VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar, of course, to also quit the application. But I'm just going to do Command Q.
Finder. iAccess window. iAccess downloader.app application.
Okay, that's our application window. Of course, the iAccess download that we just used. So I'm just going to make sure that I've closed all windows. I'm going to do Option Command W.
Close all now in desktop. Dropbox alias. Selected alias.
And we're back to our desktop. So I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration of accessing the online iAccess service, logging in, using the iAccess downloader once you've downloaded it, downloading and listening to a book via preview on your Mac. In another demonstration, I'll actually be showing you then how to actually compress the book, in this case the host, so that you can transfer it over to your iOS device, i.e. iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad via iTunes, and also in my case how to copy it to your SD card, not the compressed file but just the folder of the book, to your SD card on your VictorStream, so that then you can listen to it also on your VictorStream. And just as a note, the app I'll be using on my iPhone in the next demonstration will be the Read to Go application. That's R-E-A-D, the number 2, and the word G-O. So that's R-E-A-D, 2, G-O, Read to Go. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.